What are you seeing on this Carolina Panthers defense on tape so far?
Well, listen, they've gotten off to a great start. When you watch the film, first off, you see the confidence in the two younger corners that, you know, are now in their second year and certainly playing real well. The front has been outstanding and continues to look that way, and the addition of Peppers is you know, giving them additional depth and somebody, you know, that gives you a presence outside and also in the inside of your sub rush. I think it's impressive on tape right now, and just watching their first two games.
A guy like Julius Peppers, obviously having been around for so long, can you remember any prior experiences with Julius?
Absolutely. You know, it reminds us how long we've been here as coaches, but I can go back and recall even when he came into the league and, you know, when Coach Fox was here at that time, and just, you know, I've always followed his career. You know, he's one of those unique individuals that stayed in great health. He's got exceptional range, length, and, you know, it's just impressive to see the type of career he's put together.
Coach, you've seen Cam Newton at his best. You've seen him at not his best. What do you see about in him right now?
Well, I said this to our media the other day when they asked, and the first job description of that position is to win, and certainly he's done that. You know, a lot goes into playing that position extremely well. I think he understands the protections as pieces have changed over the years around him, just like in the case with Drew. There's that added stress of getting up to speed with whether it's new receivers, running backs, or tight ends. He's got, you know, all the things that you're looking for. And again, I think the number one thing is winning football games. And I think, you know, we've seen this player do that in college. We've seen him bring that to Carolina, and he's continuing to do that right now. And, you know, like us, there's certain things that you're quickly getting accustomed to or trying to figure out, you know, how to get Kamara the right number of snaps and where to use him in space with, along with Ingram and Peterson and the receivers. I think it's pretty common right now, but, you know, he's you know, extremely talented, and we've got a ton of respect for him.
Sean, what do you see year over year on tape when you look specifically at these two second-year corners on the outsides?
When you say year over year?
They were rookies last year, as you probably know. Yeah.
Well, you see the growth, and it's happened fairly rapidly. Just after watching the two games they played already this year, there's a confidence level they play with. There's length. You can see that. You know, the scheme has been very consistent. They do a great job of giving you zone pressure, giving you some man pressures. But it starts with that confidence outside, and you can see that they're playing with that.
Sean, do you have much background with Ed Dixon, and what do you think he's going to – how's this offense going to look without Olsen?
Well, look, anytime you have a player like Olsen that goes down, and, you know, you hate to see it, and periodically it happens. I think, you know, typically the others pick up the slack, and there might be certain wrinkles that are added. You know, we've gone through that before with whether it's a tight end or a receiver. I think that, you know, it just falls on those other players that are eligible and the third down snaps. You know, sometimes I'm asked where do the touches come from specifically, and typically they get spread around. You know, I don't know that anyone just jumps in and handles everything that a guy like Olsen brings. I think that's tough to emulate, but typically it increases the opportunities for the group in general.
Sean, you've seen some coaches come and go in this division, but you and Ron have now, I guess, what, seven years facing each other. how would you describe this rivalry since the two of you have been here?
Man, there always seems to be hard-fought games. They begin to run together, and I mean that in a way where you we'll be watching tape and we'll think, was that something that happened in 16 or did it happen in 15? I looked at something the other day from a 13 game, and I think that there's a great deal of respect. I know Ron's done a fantastic job there, and it seems like regardless of the records, they've always been hard-fought games, and they've always been close battles. Sometimes there have been games where they get out of hand, but typically the turnovers, the details, the fundamentals, those are the things that usually end up winning.
Most of them been high scoring too, right?
Well, I mean, you look at last year's game and the one in Carolina, and it's a Thursday night and we all have the silly uniforms on, and it's fairly low scoring at that point. At the end of the half, then all of a sudden there's a blocked field goal, it's returned, and a couple plays later is a touchdown, and there's a huge swing there. But I don't, I think there have been games that have been high scoring, and yet, man, I can recall the 13 game that was, I can't give you the final score going into the 2 minutes, but we had what was like a torrential downpour at the end of the half, and the weather broke, and both defenses played extremely well, and Carolina scored late, which was a big win for them, and won the division the following week. They kind of unfold in their own way. A lot of it's just depending on the way that game's being played, but it's hard to remember them all separately. They seem there's moments and there's plays that stand out, and there's been, I would say, a lot of consistency probably for both teams in regards to scheme and what they're used to seeing, and I think that helps both teams in the preparation.
Coach, you've got a quarterback that has an amazing completion percentage. Cam's kind of on the other end of that spectrum. Why do you think that is?
Well, I at the very beginning, you asked that question, and when you have turnover and you have change, also I think that when you watch him play, he's a guy that's going to take shots down the field, and I keep getting back to, are we winning games? They're doing a good job of possessing the football. The time of possession has been tilted heavily in their favor. They do a good job of protecting the football. And someone wise once told me it doesn't have to be aesthetically pleasing to be effective. And I think sometimes in our fantasy football world that we live in now, you're constantly looking for all these special numbers. And I think a lot of it's just depending on the game that you're playing. Certainly he's capable of, I can recall games where I can't remember a ball hitting the ground. So I think a lot of it is just the game plan. And then again, early in the season when you have personnel turnover and we're going through a little bit with it, with Willie Snead being out and our first two games, we haven't been very good on third down. So we're kind of answering the same questions here with regards to our third down percentage.
Sean, does watching Christian McCaffrey on tape remind you at all of any players you might have had in previous years?
Well, he's a unique talent, and when he came out in the draft, I think everyone saw him that way. And I would say this to start, though, and you guys saw him in the preseason. I watched a few of the games already in the preseason, along with the regular season. He's a real good runner to begin with. I think he's got real good patience and vision. But the skill set allows him to do things in the passing game, we might reference the Joker position, and I'm not making the comparisons to Bush or Sproles or Kamara. I mean, these are players, though, that have an additional skill set maybe other than just operating as a running back. And, they become interesting as you put plans together in regards to where you want to put those players. He's also an outstanding returner, so he's going to get you know, his snaps in a game, and that brings added value.
Sean, how has Ted Ginn fit into your offense, and does he still have the ability to stretch defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's running well. You know, the first 2 weeks of the season, he's doing a good job. He understands our scheme, and I don't know necessarily if we've gotten him the right amount of touches, but, you know, he's working as a punt returner. He's working at the Z position. You know, we move him a little bit. I think he's a good, real good teammate, and guys, you know, really respond to his veteran leadership. It's been a good fit.
Sean, scoring is down across the league. It's just 2 weeks, but folks are theorizing here. Why, you know, why? What's going on with offenses? Obviously, as an offensive mind like you, I'm curious what you think's going on with offenses. You guys are still scoring a good amount of points, but do you see any trends?
Well, in our two games, we've scored some points late in games where we've been behind. So I don't know that we've necessarily considered ourselves to be in a high-scoring game, and yet the teams we've played have scored a lot. I think that, you know, it's an evolution. I think defenses in the offseason are probably a little less limited. You know, there's certain elements to what you're trying to do offensively, and I think that can – quickly correct itself. I haven't studied the overall numbers in the first 2 weeks of the season, with the focus really being on our own offense and improving in that regards. But you know, you've seen more spread sets, and I think defensively, obviously, you're seeing teams adjust to that, and you know that always seems to be somewhat cyclical. I think the rules have favored the passing game, and obviously, the early part of this season, and I don't even know if we would say the early part of this season. The first 2 weeks of the season, though, has shown that that decrease.
Coach, when your team starts 0-2, do you feel a little bit of added pressure to maybe add some, pull everything out of the hat to win a game in week three?
Well, I think it's look, we just talked about that sense of urgency and preparation. You know, You approach each week with a certain plan to win and how you want to win or play the game, but that sense of urgency has to be present, you know, at practice today, tomorrow, Friday. You know, typically your preparation gets you ready to win a game, and that's what we're most focused on.
Has A.J. Klein played to the level you kind of thought he would when you signed him?
He has. He's done real well. He's come in here as one of the leaders on our defense. You know, he's got great work ethic. And you know exactly what you have in the player. He's very smart and spends a lot of time in the film room. And, you know, he's been a good addition for us.